You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Alan Barber, the co-founder of YourTravelVideos.com, an innovative site that provides authentic, user-generated videos that show what a featured destination or hotel really looks like. YourTravelVideos.com also consolidates information for each location to make it easier to plan a trip in a simple format. Alan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, likewise. So as the co-founder of YourTravelVideos.com, tell our listeners, if you would, about the concept behind this site.
Well, the original concept came into being as a result of my wife and I going on a trip, on a cruise, and we went to TripAdvisor and reviewed the testimonials or reviews that were about that particular hotel, and when we got there, it was nothing like what we were led to believe that it would be. And so, without going into a long story, we just surmised that we needed to film this and show other people what it really looked like so that there wouldn't be anybody else being misled. And so that's how we came about. And then it's a constantly evolving process. Right now we're still in beta. We've just launched. And we can see how we're going to be a outlet for people to be able to I don't want to use the word retaliate, but to be able to tell other people very quickly about what they experience when they go into hotels, restaurants, and things to do via the video format. And as we all know, you know, video is where everything's going right now. There's just so much more information, so much more richer information via video than there is via narrative or even a picture. And, of course, when you think about it, it's easier to take a video and talk on the video and upload it than it is to actually take the effort to go write a narrative on a site like, you know, Yelp or TripAdvisor. So we think that's where this is going, and we kind of feel like we're a little bit ahead of the curve here. We're doing a number of things that are innovative and aggressive, trying to develop our brand and to cause people to generate and submit data to us, data being, you know, various different places that they stay.
Your company tagline is "Video reviews don't lie." Give us some detail about that slogan as it relates to authenticity and the messages these videos convey about featured sites and destinations.
Sure. You know, we've been developing the database for this company for the last 11 or 12 months or so. We're sitting at around 43,000 videos right now and around 23,000 locations. And during that period of time, I've talked to a lot of people that have had bad experiences with the narrative, what I refer to as the narrative review sites. And what it boils down to is that many people have been approached and have worked for other companies where they surreptitiously and falsely generate testimonials for various businesses, and some of them are, you know, positive testimonials or positive reviews, and others are, you know, where they're trashing the competition, just trying to cause them problems. And there's also been a few articles written in the travel industry, especially as of late, where they basically refer to these narrative review sites as like the bane of the industry, because they have to fight so hard every time somebody posts a negative review, even if it's not justified, they have to fight hard to try to overcome that negative review. And so you've got a lot of people that are battling each other both directions, either posting false positives or posting false negatives. And when you're doing a video review, when somebody's filming a video, it's hard, especially when it's user-generated. It's hard for it to be fabricated. I mean, videos don't lie, and that's what our tagline is.
Now, why are video testimonials so much more powerful than written reviews from sites like Yelp or TripAdvisor? Get into that a little bit. I know you touched on that earlier.
Okay. I think it boils down to the old adage that, you know, a narrative, if you will, is worth 100 words, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and a video is worth 1,000,000 words. I just made that up, but video doesn't lie. When you're seeing a video of something, especially if it's construed as being raw footage, what we call raw video, other people might call it home video. But when you can tell that it's somebody walking around just with the intent of showing what it really looks like, as opposed to a staged or professionally shot video where they're going to do everything they can not to show any of the negative, because it's user generated and it's for the purpose of informing people what they are going to experience at that particular business, then it lends a lot of authenticity or accuracy to the actual review, you know, in my opinion, and that seems to be the general consensus of the people that we've interacted with. I've heard so many horror stories about people that have relied on the narrative review sites and, you know, got there and it was just nothing what they expected. And so many times I think the single most thing that I've heard is, gee, I wish I'd known about you guys 3 months ago when I went on this, you know, vacation to this particular hotel or whatever it was. I just so much could have used that because when we got there, it was nothing like what we expected. And so if you're watching a video of it, obviously you know exactly what to expect.
Today we're joined by Alan Barber, the co-founder of YourTravelVideos.com, an innovative site that provides authentic user-generated videos that show what a featured destination or hotel really looks like. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Alan, how do you envision your site expanding or evolving in the near future?
We are in beta right now, and as a result of being in beta, we are evolving. So we're touching on a number of different methodologies for increasing our database. But what looks promising right now is we have a program called Video Adventure Travel Hosts. Video Adventure is our community side, whereas Your Travel Videos would be like the search engine side. I kind of equate them to like Google and Facebook. And what we're doing is we're getting people that are interested, aspiring actors and actresses, they're interested in building their portfolios, and we are contacting businesses, and we're getting people to go out and shoot like a travel host would interview a business owner or interview, like a hotel manager or something like that. And they're going out and shooting these videos, and both sides win because the Video Adventure Travel Host gets the exposure that they're looking for, and the businesses are very receptive because they get a video that they usually don't have put on YouTube, because we don't actually harbor the videos ourselves. We just link to the videos on YouTube for a number of different reasons. And then that it creates the database. I'm very much of the opinion that if our database is deep and is comprehensive, that we will be the site to go to, because not only will we have the unique information relative to the videos that are shot of these various different businesses, but we also consolidate a lot of the other data on the net, the main data that people are using, like Yelp, TripAdvisor, Facebook, Hotels.com, that type of thing. So I see us growing dramatically that way, and as the users come to understand that they can use our site as a vehicle to post video reviews, and they can do it quicker than they can post a narrative review, and the authenticity or veracity of that particular review, it's hard to challenge. I think that we will be the site that people will want to use to see what it really looks like, which is our tagline.
Well, you also have a tutorial about how easy it is for users to edit and upload these videos. Tell us more about that, if you would.
Yes, because we're global already and we are trying to generate data on a global scale, it's not really feasible for us to attempt to edit and shoot the videos ourselves, or even to set up some sort of, you know, vehicle or mechanism or methodology for us to have editors and people in each one of these locales all over the world that will do that for us. So what we are endeavoring to do is to create a scenario where the aspiring actors and actresses can shoot their own videos, and we're an amateur video site, so by definition, cell phones work, point-and-click cameras work. We don't want professional, and so it gives a lot of latitude to people that are shooting these. They can literally shoot them with a cell phone. So what we have seen is that the aspiring actors and actresses are very much interested in doing these videos, but they're totally intimidated by the prospect of editing. And I posted a video on YouTube. I posted it, And basically, it's the title of it is Basic Editing is Simple. And so I went and researched and found an editing program that I liked that I thought was extremely simple. And I illustrated to them via this 14-minute video how simple video editing really is, the objective being to convince these aspiring actors and actresses to not be intimidated, not be afraid of editing, and editing really is simple. And so far, 100% of the people that have watched the videos or watched that particular video are very much convinced that it's not something that they need to be afraid of. And like I said, that's what we're trying to do is get people all over the world interested in shooting their own videos and editing them, posting them on YouTube, which again contributes to our comprehensive database. That's the plan.
You've done a great job in implementing where there is a need. Now, in conclusion and customary on the show, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation like you did of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace? What would you tell the listener?
Honestly, I would tell them to do their due diligence and search the internet, because especially in the travel industry, when you actually go out looking, you know, everything's been done and it's been done 100 times. And so it's really hard to be unique and novel, and there's just so much clutter and so much out there that, you know, it's hard to rise above the fray. It's hard to get your message out. So we're trying to be unique. We're trying to provide a vehicle for what we perceive to be a real need in the industry. We know that there's a lot of people that are disenfranchised and not satisfied with, Yelp and TripAdvisor and that type of thing. And this is our answer to that problem. But my advice is be prepared to battle to get your word out, because there's just so much out there. And you need to do your research and make sure that, you know, even though you may believe that it's a novel concept, in actuality, you know, there may be 10 other companies doing it. And that's not to say that just because somebody else is doing it that you won't be successful at it, but just be prepared to have some sort of marketing methodology, marketing plan to attempt to bring your product to market.
Certainly do appreciate that. He is Alan Barber, the co-founder of YourTravelVideos.com, an innovative site that provides authentic user-generated videos that show what a featured destination or hotel really looks like. YourTravelVideos.com also consolidates information for each location to make it easier to plan a trip in simple format. And once again, that website, visit it today, YourTravelVideos.com. Alan, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Really appreciate you spending this time with us.
And likewise, and this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of ETN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.